Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Tell you Carson. Finance. We need that.
We do. Just let people know.
Bill, you are right. I'm not pushing back.
Thank you.
No pushback. We need it.
I'm not. We need it. Everybody needs it.
He didn't want to bring it up. There's a good chance I've heard through the grapevine that out there at the event center where it's just Currency on it, that he's going to get his name below it.
Oh, geez.
That Carson, Carson shot right below it. And it'll be illuminated.
Building, yes. Like that.
His name's going to be on a big building.
Yeah, a big building.
That's power right
there. You can see from 84th Street.
Yes, you can see it. If you're standing, what's that 84th? Is a U stop there on 84th and Cornhusker?
Yeah, 100. Yeah,
if you're standing there and getting gas, you can look over and go, look at that.
I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, you can. You can. It's going to be really
vision
big.
Vision right there.
It's going to be really big, and Carson's getting that.
I don't know if you can see it from there. Yeah, so the angle might not be right.
Like I'm marking it.
There, you can see it. Trust me. I looked.
They might have to project
so
it
if you
out.
If you head down to U stop to play one of the slot machines.
With Farley.
With Terrell Farley. But you will stop in there and play the slot machines. When you do that, look over and you'll see Carson's name right by Currency.
You'll have to strain.
Yes.
It'd probably be better to drive south. And you'll see
better chance of seeing it there.
South towards Bill's place and Jake's.
GoCurrency.com/Currency. It is time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and much more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Randy said, because he will be at the game on Sunday, that this is a 25% off win. If they win...
That's a lot of money.
If they win on Monday...
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money. So at the, think about that, 25% off all
remodels.
Keep that
number handy, people.
Yes. What's the number again?
402-417-5204. Keep that number
25%
handy.
25% off if Nebraska beats Illinois, and they're going to.
Yeah, they are.
At that beat Illinois, it's Monday only.
Okay.
Now, he doesn't have to see you Monday. You have to set up the appointment on Monday. So it's not one of those, if you don't get it on Monday, don't get it because he'll be kind of booked up. As long as the appointment is set.
Okay,
on Monday, 25% off.
Okay.
Thank you, Randy, for that. What are we going to do today for Bill's Thrills?
Well, I thought we would probably bring in Dr. Love.
The doctor.
How's that sound?
The doctor.
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
If you have love... questions, relationship problems, you know, right now, call or text us 402-464-5685. The doctor is in the building. We start off with a YouTube comment.
Okay, what do we have? A comment or question?
This is a...
Is this from Eve?
Is this from
Eve?
This is from Connor's girlfriend.
This is from...
Connor, it's...
This is from Coach Marlboro on the YouTube chat.
Okay.
It says, Dr. Love, I can never surprise my girlfriend. How can I do better to surprise her with nice things? She's just unsurprisable.
Wow.
Unsurprisable. That sounds odd. It does. A couple things is that, first of all, you have to go outside the box on what you're thinking about, what the surprise is going to be. Or you also have to go with some form of a plan that is preset. and then the surprise comes off of that. Whether it be you're going to go someplace, hey, we're just going to so-and-so, we're going to do this, and then the surprise is that her best friend and somebody else meet you there, or different ways to look at the surprise. If you're not surprised, well, I'm going to guess that all of a sudden that maybe she's giving you some sort of hints, and you just kind of work slowly off of that hint of what you have to do to surprise her with. Also have come up with ideas of that her what interests her, find something that maybe isn't something that you that she talks about that you think might be an interest of hers for a gift, for an event, something different to do, then that will be a total surprise because it's like, okay, she's not thinking that at all. But you do know her likes. So right now you're probably dealing more with her likes or certain clothing or whatever you're purchasing, whatever you're doing for an event.
Tricky.
It's very tricky. So I would look at a surprise. Like, okay, I can never surprise her on her birthday, but can you surprise her having her best friend flown in all of a sudden from Sheboygan or something? Yeah, someone's from Sheboygan can come in.
That'd be surprising.
That'd be surprising. Or you come up with something different. Let's just say, okay, she likes to do certain things. That, we have a plan this weekend. Oh, I know where he's taking me. We're going to go this. Or I know what we're going to do like that. And guess what we're doing? We're going trap shooting. We're going to go, so it's something that way outside
the wall,
something way outside the box. We're going to take a fly fishing lesson. We're going to do something that's way different. That will help you in the surprise world.
Well, just
in
bring in somebody from Sheboygan. Somebody.
Maybe a fly fisherman from Sheboygan.
Well, that's a hard question, Dr. Love. That's a hard one.
But that's what you have to do. You got to be able to come up with some way.
Do you have that problem?
So you think she's surprised. Like that,
you just roll up your sleeves.
Yeah, just roll up my sleeves.
Just like this, my friend. Just like that. Works every time.
Thank you.
Thank you from Coach Marlboro.
Jeez, I got a little. All right, keep going.
Tom says this. The other week, Dr. Love said it's smart to have a different day of the week be your Valentine's Day. Are you suggesting, Dr. Love, that it's maybe more romantic to just treat February 14th as a normal day?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit to that. I would like, I would, if you had, like you said, let's just say all of a sudden that you did your Valentine's Day on February 12th.
Okay. Then what?
Way cooler. All of a sudden, it's like you do your event, you do your dinner, whatever it is like that. Make it, and that also could be a what? A surprise. Mm-hmm. Gets back to Marlboro. All like that. Oh, we have Valentine's Day coming up. We're probably going to go do this.
Hold on.
All of a sudden, that is the day.
What do you do on February 14th?
It's okay. There would not be a wife, girlfriend, anybody that would be upset whatsoever. Like,
they wouldn't?
No.
When everybody else is doing stuff?
No. It also is like, what'd you do? Here's what my husband did. On the 12th of February, I wake up, and on my car, there was this note. And then that led me to a itinerary for the day. And the itinerary for the day told me where I had to be, at what time, different things. I mean, but it's all in a different day. So now you stand out. And so all of a sudden, you're at Momo's. What are you guys doing? Valentine's Day. Oh, really? That's in 2 days.
Really?
Nope. Here's also you'd be the cool person in the wait staff eyes. They're going, hold it. What'd you get? My husband planned out Valentine's Day 2 days in advance because I'm so special. Wanted to get a jump on things.
So that. Oh yeah. Okay. I'm gonna take your word for it. That the only issue is February 14th itself.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
No. Okay. Zero worry. Would you have any? You guys were. My wife pulled off an incredible surprise party for me.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And your birthday at Arnold's Tavern.
And if I'm correct, that was on my birthday.
It was.
It was your surprise.
On my birthday. If it would have been a day before my birthday, I wouldn't be like going, it's cool, but, you know, it's tomorrow is the day. So, Laura, I'll stay here, but I don't even, what's tomorrow? I know you invited 100 of my friends here.
I get your picture.
Yeah, I don't think tomorrow, right? What are we doing tomorrow? Now, the one problem that we had also was that we went to Arnold's and we had an open bar and Tim Beebe took very much advantage of that.
I think several people did.
Yeah, there was a lot of that because he was the only one drinking Mick Ultra, and then at the end it was like him and his girlfriend were drinking Mick Ultras, and all of a sudden at the end it was like there's 22 Mick Ultras, and there was only one couple drinking.
I'm going to claim two of those.
Yeah, two of them. Jake's and the other 20 went to Beebe and his girlfriend from Stromsburg.
Beebe was getting down.
Yeah, he's getting down. He was, yeah.
He was in the receiver core with you, right?
What's that? The core. He was the core. Yes, he went in on passing plays.
Okay.
He was in on passing plays.
Yeah,
he looked real
to me.
Yeah, he's very athletic, yes.
We have a follow-up here from Coach Marlboro.
Okay.
No surprise situation. He says, I dropped flowers at her apartment, and she claims she knew I was going to do that. Is this as simple as she's looking at your bank, your credit card account? Like,
yeah, is there separate, something?
Maybe pay cash next time for something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a thought. Just a thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Also,
she's tracking your
finances. Like that, also, at some point in time, just have a.
Sounds like she is.
Or also have a conversation with her, too. Like, okay, I'm a little concerned as somebody that, does, that doesn't acknowledge it. I'd be like going, how about maybe just telling her it'd be kind of cool if you acknowledge it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kind of like, hey.
Now we get mad at her.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, hey. It's, yeah, interesting.
Maybe
yeah,
get her a one-way ticket to Denver.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out. Believe. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbelieve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbelieve.com might be a good place to start.
Yeah, on the Amtrak. Yeah.
This is from Mike. Says this. Now, you guys have mentioned on the show that you are not, you don't drink wine. You don't partake in wine. Hardly ever.
I've had wine. Not really. I'm not, that's not, yeah.
Someone says, would it be romantic to potentially try wine for the first time or on Valentine's Day?
It would be incredibly.
Try to get you to try it.
It'd be incredibly romantic.
That's from Mike.
If all of a sudden Mike's like, you know what?
That's from Mike.
Wine's
Mike,
not my deal, but tonight as we're out, you get whatever bottle of wine that you'd like.
And we're going
to
drink
And we're going to share it together.
Ooh,
and I'd
God,
like to have
it's
it.
Risky.
I'm going to have some, and you're going to educate me on this a little bit. Or, yes, that would be a great way to be like,
give
okay.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, give it a shot. That would be a very, very smart move to be able
it's
to
risky,
do that. Yeah,
it's risky.
Yeah.
Because you got to drink it.
Yeah.
We'll wrap up with this one. This is from. This is Steve, not you. Different Steve says. Someone says, Dr. Love, while we're out on Valentine's Day, is there a special Valentine's Day cocktail that's a go-to for you?
That's a good question,
that's
Dr.
A,
Love.
That's a great question like
that's
that.
Steve.
I would say more for her. Probably for her, it'd be like, just when you sit down, just get her a Cosmopolitan. Because it's kind of pinkish. So it has a little bit of the Valentine hue.
True? The hue.
Yeah, the hue.
We like that word.
Yes.
We like the hue word.
The hue
word. Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan like that. I don't have an exact go-to, but I would say this. Have an idea in your mind and order it with confidence. Have something like that. I'd like an old-fashioned. I'd like to use bourbon you want to pick. I want to do this, and just nail it right out of the deal. So that way, because they'll ask you sometimes if you order an old-fashioned or whatever they order, do you know what you'd like for bourbon? Don't even give them a chance to ask that. have your drink in mind.
What bourbon did you get?
What's that? What that? I might get Woodford. I might get that. Whatever. Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace is a good option.
Something like that. Now to have that confidence, also order for her. So you order her drink, and then like that, just say, would you guys be interested in some sort of a libation or a cocktail? Yes. The lady will have a da 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 da, and I'll have this da 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 da. And that's it. And then show confidence right away. And then she's like, that's not even my normal drink. It's like, yeah, I know, but it's Valentine's Day. We're going to try this bad boy out.
Okay.
And have
I love that idea.
If it doesn't go well, you don't have to. You've went the next
thing. Have to drink it.
Yeah. The next thing, too. I've been there before. Like, sometimes my wife's been like going, this is not good. You know what I tell her? Don't drink it.
Yeah.
Just because we paid for it, don't drink it. In most places, too, you kind of go, this is not very good. Most places will be going, like, not a problem. What would you like? But have a confidence when you sit down and they walk up.
That is great advice, Dr. Love.
Have your confidence. And
Cosmopolitan might be a good one.
Cosmopolitan would be great for her.
Okay. All
right, also, I'm really big on doing the pre-Valentine's Day date.
Those are the two takeaways for me. Thank you.
Sorry, Jay. They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of. Kiss.
That's another edition of Dr. Love on Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting. It is time now to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It is a Film Friday. Today's topic is an actor by the name of Keanu Reeves. If you know your Keanu Reeves movies,
I don't.
Please give us a call. We all know who that is. This is right.
I know a couple.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Keanu Reeves movies today.
Yes, that's the movie.
I'm a fan of him.
Yeah,
I don't watch all of his movies.
I like Keanu Reeves, too.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
If you know Keanu Reeves, call us 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Nickdown Sip and Bill in trivia. The record on the week is 2-2. We're going for a winning week today.
Okay, here we go. That's a lot of pressure.
You're all right about Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I got to lock in here.
Okay, we got Hayden is our caller. Hayden, how do you feel about Keanu Reeves movies today?
Confident.
Okay, that's a subtle confidence there.
Very much.
A little subtle.
Age. Hayden, your age.
33.
He's just very matter of fact.
He's very serious.
He says working Lincoln. For the FBI.
It sounds like he's in, exactly. Some sort of, you have government clearance, don't you, Hayden?
He does.
Yes, he has a government clearance.
He says he's in Lincoln, so.
I will not ask any more questions.
Yes, no.
All right, Hayden. Bill, a lifeline for one question as always. First question to you, Hayden. What is Keanu Reeves' character name in the Matrix movies?
Neo.
Brilliant!
Oh boy.
Neo, not Neil, but Neo, N-E-O.
Had no idea.
Neo.
On that one.
You got dunked on.
Right? 1-0 lead. You got dunked on.
You had a chance, though. 1-0 lead. First question.
That was good douse.
In what 1994 movie does Keanu Reeves star with Sandra Bullock and Dennis Hopper as a young police officer who must prevent a bomb from exploding on a city bus by going at least 50 miles per hour?
You got to know this, right? Okay, hold on.
Well, I did. I got it, I think.
Okay.
Speed.
Brilliant.
All right, we're Speed is correct, and Bill has been utilized.
It's a great movie.
Correctly.
It's pretty good.
How about that for a theme? We're gonna have this where the bus is going to blow up if you don't stay at 55 miles an hour. You have to drive all around L.A.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, back to you, Hayden, for the lead. Last question. In what 1991 movie does Keanu Reeves star with Patrick Swayze and Gary Busey as an FBI agent who goes undercover to catch a gang of surfers who might be bank robbers? Say it again.
Point Break.
Brilliant!
Is correct. Point Break.
Now, that was a great movie.
Would you have had that one? I wouldn't have either.
No. Okay, let's go.
You never saw Point Break?
I have not.
I've seen
Speed. I've seen The Matrix. Yeah. I've seen the next question.
Okay. No Matrix movies, please.
Yes.
No.
It's just for the type, Bill, can I help you?
I'm out.
In what 2001 movie does Keanu Reeves star as an aimless young man who is scalping tickets, gambling, and drinking
but agrees to coach a Little League baseball team from a rough housing area of Chicago as a condition of getting a loan from a friend.
I've never seen it, Steve.
I have. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Touching? Touching?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. 5 seconds.
About baseball. Youth. Fun. Baseball.
Welcome to the big league.
The answer was...
You gotta throw out something.
Hardball.
Oh!
Hardball.
Should've...
No. No. We had no chance.
Hayden, congrats.
I still haven't heard
bagels.
Of it. Thank you, Hayden.
Nice win today, Hayden.
Yep, shut up, Sipple.
Yep.
Shut up, Trigger Development.
I'm sorry.
What was the last part?
Was that Hayden?
Shut up, Sipple, and shout out to Kruger Development.
Okay, Kruger.
Okay.
Shout out.
Kruger, do they know you're on the air at 8:10? They should be working.
No, that's okay. Shout out to Kruger Development.
They want to advertise.
What's Kruger do, I wonder? What kind of development?
Well, they could advertise if they'd like to. Shout out to Kruger.
Kruger Development. Yes. Hayden. Hayden got us.
Yes, he did.
And now our record's under 500.
Tiebreaker for Bill. Chant, I think you guys could get this on the dot.
No. Age.
Bill, how old is Keanu Reeves? I need an age.
Oh, man, I've got no idea. I'm going to say, hold it, he was in that.
You have an idea.
54.
A little older than that. I think he's our age.
What'd
I think he's
say?
59.
He is close, 61 years old. Oh, 61. Keanu Reeves.
He's settled in there really well.
He has. Yeah. John Wick has really revived his career.
Yes.
Okay. He's got 4 John Wicks. Yes. That movie, I just love him.
Do you love those?
I do. I am a big, big, big John Wick fan.
Okay, that's something.
I thought the premise was dumb before I saw the first one, and I can't get enough of that. Yeah. The series is awesome.
Well, I'll be darned.
I'll be darned. I didn't know that. Yeah,
Jake likes John.
I like Wick. Reading.
Yes, I am 100% on. Yeah, 100% in on John Wick.
Okay, I like that. We lost though. We're 4-5, by the way.
That's okay. Season's young. When we come back, hour 3, let's talk Illinois-Nebraska ball with Scott Ritchie of the News Gazette in Champaign, Illinois.
Awesome. Oh, that'll be
next
awesome.
Next on Early Break on the Ticket.